You're on Texas Standard Time.
Under the Texas Open Meetings Act, a governmental body like a city council or a commissioner's court has to give the public at least 72 hours notice before its members meet. In an emergency, though, that notice time can be cut down to 2 hours. But for Andy Myers, even that felt like too much time to wait during Hurricane Harvey.
I can tell you things happen a lot quicker than 2 hours in an emergency of this nature. There's a lot going on.
Myers is the Precinct 3 commissioner for Fort Bend County, southeast of Houston. He told the Texas House Government Transparency and Operation Committee this week that the Open Meetings Act delayed decisions on dispatching volunteers, setting up shelters, and giving evacuation notices.
I need the ability to communicate with my county judge in real time and, frankly, with my other commissioners. I need to know what's happening in their area also. So that we can coordinate activities with regard to rescues and things of this nature.
Myers said he and his fellow commissioners had to avoid coordinating with each other outside an official meeting to steer clear of something called a walking quorum. So whenever most members of a governmental body are together, that's called a quorum. They can vote and make decisions, and they have to give advance notice before that happens. But a walking quorum gets around that rule. Members discuss a matter individually with each other outside an official meeting. That doesn't mean that a commissioner can never speak with another commissioner one-on-one, but
I think the reason that there's concern and that a number of county attorneys and city attorneys advise their governmental bodies not to speak to other members at all is that there's a provision in the act and it creates a criminal penalty for having meetings in numbers less than a quorum to circumvent the act.
That's Jenny Holscher from the Texas Attorney General's office. Because there's a penalty not just for the county, but for the individual commissioner, elected officials are particularly sensitive about the walking quorum rule. And that's what happened here. The Fort Bend County Attorney told the commissioners that coordinating disaster relief outside an official meeting could constitute a walking quorum. So they didn't. Even if that meant delaying aid for the community. Zach Wavrusa is an assistant district attorney in Rusk County and trains other lawyers on the Open Meetings Act. He thinks the Texas legislature could approve some change to the law for emergencies.
I think it's worth having a discussion about lessening or potentially removing these requirements, that it gives local governments a little bit more latitude to conduct emergency operations.
Myers suggested waiving certain provisions of the act during an emergency, as long as communication between officials is recorded and posted as soon as possible. Freedom of Information advocates told lawmakers they were open to some modification or clarification of the law to make sure information flows freely during an emergency. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.